When bedwetting becomes a problem in your home, what do you do? Often when a child is wetting his or her bed, the reason is due either to an undiagnosed medical condition or due to psychological effects. As a parent, you will want to find out what is happening with your child so that you can stop the bedwetting. Unfortunately, there are things that prevent many parents from trying to determine what causes their child's bedwetting. Some of the things that stop parents from helping their children include shame. Parents worry that a child's bedwetting will reflect badly on them, while children may be reluctant to speak with a pediatrician about a problem that is embarrassing for them. Misconceptions about bedwetting. Time. Some parents may be reluctant to take the time to help a child, assuming that bedwetting is a normal childhood ailment and that will be resolved by itself. Anger. Some parents may feel frustrated or angry with the problem, and this may make them think of the problem as unimportant. In this series of short audio recordings, we'll reveal tips to stop your child's bedwetting forever. And with each recording being only a few minutes, you can easily listen to each one in your spare time or as you're pouring your morning coffee or tea. Now, before we start to consider some of the things that can be done to stop bedwetting in its tracks, we need to discuss the very idea of bedwetting. Bedwetting occurs at night and often in children who have no trouble or little trouble controlling their bladder during the day. This means that for these children, bedwetting makes bedtime a terrible time. Rather than it being a time of stories and rest, bedtime becomes a time of conflict and stress for both parent and child. Bedwetting is not a rare problem. Experts think that 5 to 7 million children in this country wet the bed at least occasionally. The older children get, the less likely they are to wet the bed, as children outgrow the problem at a rate of roughly 15% per year. However, this means that 1% of older teenagers and 20% of children still wet their bed regularly. Bedwetting creates stress for the entire family. Parents may be frustrated and fatigued by the washing of sheets, drying the mattress, and reassurances that follow each incident of bedwetting. Some parents wonder whether they should seek help for bedwetting. After all, despite the problems of bedwetting, many doctors still recommend patience and time as the best way to resolve bedwetting, as many children overcome the problem with no extra help. Of course, many children does not mean all children. And telling an anxious child that he or she will wake up dry someday is not terribly reassuring for anyone. So in the next audio, we'll get started with some tips to help you win the battle once and for all.